I are you?
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Crazy busy, but hanging out.
Imagine you are.
When is it not?
Oh, who's here? Are they in that secret meeting? Oh, I didn't see her.
I just wanted to connect everybody on that. Thank you. Anyone else? Dr. Lewis?
I just want to
echo what Lauren had to say about the music. I was able to get around to quite a few concerts, and the level of the program exceeds expectations every single time. Always leaving amazed. I went to the elementary schools where you could hear young fourth graders chorus with harmony. I mean, when you hear harmony at the elementary level, that is quite an achievement. So I want to thank the teachers for preparing the kids. I had a great Stratford day. Dee Dee Edwards always has such a fantastic concert. Obeth Page, the recorders, the music, that just the kinds of concerts that we're turning out will keep students interested in the music. The POB Middle School, I was amazed to see the number of children who were participating. That stage was full, and they were. And this is a change. They all had on beautifully dressed, let's say, in the black and white. In the past, I know that they didn't. They wore their own clothes, which is, you know, a nice thing. But when it's sort of a little bit grown up when you ask them to dress the part of a musician. So I want to thank you, Alice, and the music teachers for the look of the orchestra at POB Middle School. It's really beautiful to see that. And of course the high school. And it isn't over yet, guys. The 22nd is when we have all. By the way, I was there the day when the alumni came back around Thanksgiving, and I happened to have been doing my monthly visit at the high school with the principal, and to see the alumni just come back and be welcomed by the choir. He has a whole program where they're singing with the kids. Just amazing. And you will see that again on the 22nd, which is Thursday. And that's another thing that we look forward to, because you would be amazed at the number of our alumni who come back for that particular concert. I brought a friend last year because I just feel like I just want to show it off. It is just at that level. And you heard the music tonight. That was just a little piece of what we do in the program. But the bottom line is K through 12. You can hear the music program. There's strength in the music program. And I want to thank all the music teachers for their passion and commitment. And just thank you for your dedication.
Thank you. I just want to, just under announcements, just add something that as the winter months are coming, we also have children in this district who can't afford gloves and scarves and coats. And if anybody sees a child coming to school when it's snowing with ripped sneakers and no gloves or scarves, they're all lost and found, so we can help children out. I know we raise money for everybody else, but in our own community, we have families that are hurting, and sometimes you have to think of home also. This is now going to be a very happy occasion. Dr. Lewis, you want to talk about the SNAP program?
Oh, absolutely.
So I've had the wonderful occasion of visiting some of the classrooms that have benefited from the enormous energy of these two individuals. And I certainly would not take away anything from Ellie's being able to introduce them. So I'm going to turn it over to the master, Ellie.
That's good, thank you. I'd like to call up Paige Braven and Barbie Schwartzberg.
Thank you.
know, I was really thinking, for those of you that don't know Paige and Bobby, sure, I'll use the microphone. For those of you that
don't know Paige and Bobby, they are the co-founders of SNAP. And I know the Board of Education knows their names very well because quite often I am sending memos to accept donations for many years and that they have graciously accepted. And tonight I started to think about, you know, really what would I say about Paige and Bobby? And I thought of the words selfless, remarkable, generous, dedicated. But then I really said, was trying to think of the one word, and I realized I was looking at adjectives, and it's really a noun that describes Paige and Bobby, and it's hero. A hero is someone who is noble, who is outstanding, and I think that noun is really so perfectly descriptive of two women who, or two individuals, man or woman, but in this case, two women, who really give so much without an agenda, because so many of the things that they've donated to the children of our district have not benefited their own children. So it's never a hidden agenda or a personal agenda. It's about giving to the to students who really benefit from those who advocate and are generous to them. For those of you that really don't know, it started with iPads and technology when we really were lacking in technology and our students benefited from that. Reinforces parties for TAG with DJs, giveaways, things for classrooms that really teachers could not order. And then they wanted more and they said, we want to do more, what could we do? And we had a vision and a dream. They go, no problem, we'll take care of that. And they built a life skill room in our high school with a kitchen and washer and dryer, so our students were really able to hone the skills that they need to be independent adults. And then they said, we want to do more. So then they built an activity of daily living room in the middle school where students were able to practice grooming and self-help skills. And they redid the bathrooms so that students could learn to use different faucets and different latches and different things that they would encounter when they had to be independent in a community. And then they said, okay, what's our project this year? So this year, and I don't want to leave anything out, they built two amazing rooms, one in each middle school, of pre-vocational labs. And I just hope you have the opportunity to come and see the students calling for supervisor when they need help, logging in, donning their vests, punching in on the time clock, taking out their tasks, and really preparing for the world of work. So that's just some of the things that Paige and Bobby do. And it started out with a fundraiser where they had about 50 people maybe in a room, maybe. And the next year it was maybe 150. Now it was how many? 300? Close to 300, 200?
Two change.
And the most unbelievable fundraiser. And Lorna and Jill were there, and it is an amazing evening. And all of the money is donated to our students. So tonight you can even see the impact. So many staff members have come out to recognize Paige and Bobby. And Paige is accompanied by her husband and her two daughters, one who's home from college and one who's still a student in our high school. And Bobby, but we're here for her, we are her family. So I am really, you know, with the support of the Board of Education, but working together with the support of two parents who are partners, it is just a hallmark of our district and just an example of what makes our district great. The music was magic, and these angels are magic. So I just want to show a short video that will really tell you a little bit about SNAP. It's not the updated one, but it will give you an idea of who these angels really are.
Barbie and I, we had young children in the districts, and we were so appreciative of all the support that our daughters were getting. And we weren't quite sure how we could express our gratitude. Every year we would give holiday gifts and end-of-year gifts and write notes that were heartfelt, but we wanted to do something more. And we had an idea, we brainstormed, and we said, wouldn't it be great? We raise money a lot for autism, but wouldn't it be great if we could raise money and do something that would directly benefit our children and all the children in the district? Once that was created, it was embraced by all. The district opened their doors to our ideas. Parents jumped on board to help us. This is a unique situation. Not every parent gets together in a community, forms a not-for-profit organization, and, you know, donates money to a school district. Budgets are tight in schools, and we thought that we could be that extra added cushion that could help this program grow. Our children are unique, and the district provides so many amazing resources, but we just wanted to enhance what they did.
Here at the elementary school, it's very important that we have potent reinforcers. SNAP has provided us with any type of reinforcement that we need, whether it be toys, iPads, Wiis, video games, anything we need, SNAP has donated that to us. I've never seen a parent organization help a district, and it's really impacted the quality of life of so many students. It's really changed so many child's lives and made our job easier because we're able to motivate students through all these donations.
Sitting at the desk and doing typical paper pencil work might always be the best option. So with the iPad, it captivates their attention span and their motivation, and makes them eager to learn whatever it may be. They are so helpful and generous, especially for this room this year, because we're a new classroom, so we have a lot of new materials, and before we even got there, I mean, they had a Wii going, they had the iPads ordered, and to come into that as a new teacher was just tremendous.
Just being able to give us so many resources, our games, the iPads, all because of SNAP, that I have a classroom full of motivation and happy students.
Reinforcement is always changing for our students, so what they really like one day, they might not like another day. So the fact that we can order all these different things for them so that they can be successful learners, that's gigantic.
The whole goal for our program is to promote independence for all the students, so the kitchen is able to provide those opportunities for us. So the kids come in, they learn functional tasks such as washing the dishes, cooking and preparing meals and snacks for themselves. A lot of the students go home, they do cook, they do go to the food store with their parents, so they do generalize the skills that they have learned here, and they bring it back to home and into the community, which is what we like to see.
We use the personal care room to work on different activities of daily living skills. We actually work on various self-help skills that the students need to be independent in life. So for example, they're working on brushing their teeth, the boys work on gelling their hair, the girls work on blow drying their hair. The wonderful thing about the personal care room is that the students are given an opportunity to learn skills that they need to be independent, and they're able to do that in their most natural environment.
As they enter the High School Life Skills program, we really focus on what all the students need to do after graduation and for the rest of their lives. Since we have this beautiful vessel to do that, we can really facilitate the acquisition and the generalization of all skills pertaining to any type of activity of daily life.
The Life Skills Room has allowed my students to generalize skills that we teach them in the classroom. It allows them to become more independent and successful young adults. I get reports from parents frequently that my students have already been generalizing their skills home, and that students are actually instructing their parents on how to do things within the kitchen and the home and different rules that they like to follow, and that we're teaching them here, and they're already bringing them home and generalizing them.
I'm one of the teachers that was here from the elementary level. Now I'm at the high school level, and I see the growth and where these kids succeed and where they go to. It's just an amazing, amazing journey. So I thank SNAP for letting me be part of that journey.
A big piece of this too is not just what takes place during the school day, but after school with our after school program called TAG. And TAG is really an extension of the children, their learning day academically, but more in a more social way and having some different experiences that they may not have during the course of a regular school day.
This program and these rooms in particular with the support of SNAP has really helped us to provide an environment for kids to apply what we take as second nature and really do those on an everyday basis. Things that we take for granted, you know, for them it's a learning process. Without the space and without the support of SNAP, that would never be.
A special needs autism program that we have at the high school. It's been a wonderful opportunity for our students to learn independence, It's a wonderful opportunity for them. We are very, very fortunate to have this program.
The part that I'm so impressed with SNAP is just their ability to work collaboratively with us. Like, they bring ideas to us, and we're going to work together to make it happen.
Paige and Barbie, I cannot speak enough for you. You are our guardian angels. There is nothing that these two women can't do to help children, to foster their education, to work as team members with everyone in the school district. And it is a perfect example of how when parents and school districts work together, the children benefit.
It's about doing. It's not about talking anymore, which is good stuff. And just see the impact it's having on kids, which is great.
We just want to thank everybody, from the teachers and the staff, to the parents, the administration, everybody. They've embraced us and we appreciate it.
Of education and everyone who allows you to touch, we want to present you with these awards. And I am really honored to know you and to work alongside of you. And from the bottom of all of our hearts, we thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
I just really want to say, when we talk about people leaving a legacy, the both of you are leaving a legacy for so many other children. And as we heard our music tonight and we talked about how happy it made us feel and the joy we felt, when you watch that and you see children who come in, they have a harder time. They're a little different, they learn differently, but when you see at the very end, where they're caring for themselves, they're preparing meals, they have socialization, they're a part of what makes us so great. And there are many school districts in the country that want to exclude children who are different. We're so proud to say we embrace each and every one, and we want to thank the both of you.
Thank you so much.
So by the way, the piece that we showed on SNAP is on our website. We're so proud of this program and what you have done for us, and we proudly house that on our website to let the world know how grateful we are for your contribution.
Thank you. Paige and I just want to say thank you so much for embracing us, and it's our pleasure to do what we've done for the district, and you know, without all of your help, we couldn't do it. So thank you so much for this honor. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, and I just want to also say I have to get the updated video for you guys on there. And I wish I did it before tonight, but we'll change it out because it does show the newest rooms, the warehouse. So we'll get there. So just check it out again after Christmas break. That's when we're going to catch up.
In your spare time.
Yeah. And again, I just want to echo what Barbie said, that we really greatly appreciate this honor, but it is about all of us and the teachers and the staff and just coming out here tonight and supporting us. And the board as well. And of course, our children inspire us, as I know they inspire so many of you. And we have a great community. I know those of you who have come to the dinner, the outpouring of support from people who don't even have children in the program, people who just say, wow, I'm so proud of Plainview All But Paige. I'm so proud that my child is a part of this district. And so many of the children that participate as peers. And now that our girls are in the Best Buddies program at the high school, and you know, the SOS level, and in addition to all the tag peers, and our girls are like superstars when they go out into the community, and so many children come up to them, and hi, Alexa, hi, Amanda, and I know not just our girls, but other children in the program, they all get recognized, and we all are proud, and we should be proud of the values that we instill. So again, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We have retirement?
We do. I'd like to ask Ms. Alice Bowman to come up to speak on behalf of our retiree this evening.
And in turn, I'd like to invite Mr. Tom Fazio. Okay, so Tom Fazio, affectionately called by some Tom Carvel for his entrepreneurial spirit, has been a loyal and dedicated custodian for the POB Central School District for at least 27 years. For the last 3 years at POB Middle School, and prior to that here at Matlin, where apparently I learned tonight your section was right above us, so it's fitting that you've come here tonight. Though he's quiet and unassuming, Tom is hardworking, responsive to the needs of the faculty, staff, students, and parents. But above all that, Tom is a kind person who's a role model for all of us. Always with a smile, it has been my pleasure to get to know Tom over the last year and a half, and I know I speak for all of POB Middle School when I say we wish you well as you move on to the next chapter in your life, one in which you spend many hours enjoying your family and friends, especially your grandchildren. We will miss you at POB Middle School, but we know that you are off to bigger and better things. Congratulations.
We'd like to present this to you. It's a, more than a thank you. It's all the years of appreciation, your smile that lights up every single room that you go into. And we just want to wish you a wonderful retirement and enjoy each and every day. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to enter into public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate who they are speaking for if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process could be in some way violated. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. We ask again to be in compliance with our adult DASA policy and to treat each other with respect. Thank you, the floor is open.
Julie Shishko, 3 Rose Lane, Plainview.
Is that on?
Julie Shishko, 3 Rose Lane, Plainview. I just wanted to say I have a first grader and a fourth grader in Stratford Road, and my fourth grader for her second year has been a peer for the SNAP program at Stratford Road. It's her favorite day of the week. We really should be proud of it. It's a great program, and I think that you should e-blast that video, the new one, because I really think that this town should be proud of that. My fourth grader will not miss Tuesdays. She thinks it's the greatest day of the week, and whether she's sick, she'll beg to go to school that day because she doesn't want to miss being with those kids. And just like she had said, when she sees these children out, she goes, there's one of the TAG kids. And it just makes her so happy. So I think we should be proud of that program. So I just wanted to congratulate them as well.
And thank you for reinforcing it. Thank you.
Paula Barsky, 30 Cornell Drive. I also wanted to congratulate SNAP. I appreciate all they have done for SEPTA as well. And this year we're actually going to be doing our track and field day with them. So we're very excited and look forward to that as well. Also, I'd like to wish the board and everyone here a happy holidays and a happy new year. And I'm sure you're all coming to our district event, or most of you anyway. For those that don't know, we're having a district event on January 13th. Everyone is invited. It's a murder mystery dinner. So who knows what's going to happen? And we'd like the whole community to come. We've been plugging it, but we're going to really keep going at it. And we have a fabulous journal with advertisements from our local vendors and others in the community, and tons of pictures from all the PTA units, and from SNAP and Booster Club and administrators and PCT and anyone we can get from. And so we're really excited about it. And anyone, please come. So happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jacques Wolfner, 151 Sutton Drive in Plainview. This Thursday, I will have the honor of representing the board at the BOCES budget study meeting, and I'm once again inviting any members of the board that want to experience the BOCES budget study process to join us at BOCES at 7 p.m., I believe. And the other thing, which it's my pleasure to stand here before you and to wish you all a very pleasant holiday and the best for the new year.
To you and your family also, Jacques. Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, we'll go into routine business. We have a motion on routine business. Jody, second. Lauren, any discussion? All in favor? So moved. Under new business, we have approval of a memorandum of agreement for the Administrators, Directors, and Supervisors Association. Do I have a motion? Seth, second. Susan, any discussion? All in favor? We have an amendment to terms and conditions for the Secretary to the Deputy Superintendent. Do I have a motion? Susan, second. Lauren, any discussion? All in favor? I need a motion that the Board of Education approves field trips for POB JFK High School. Seth, second. Lauren, any discussion? All in favor? So moved. I need a motion that the Board of Education approves a field trip for the 2017 National High School Cheerleading Championship. Do I have a motion? Susan, second. Jody, any discussion? All in favor? So moved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I need a motion to enter into executive session for reasons of personnel and negotiations. Seth? Second. Jody, don't want to move? Okay. Just because Lauren did too. Jody, all in favor? I want to wish on behalf of the Board of Education that everybody has a very healthy, happy new year, and may the best days of your life start with the first of the year. Thank you.